We'll see if they can make it four here with the Mammoth Spring Bears. Stepping into the center circle, Logan Doss will step in, and he'll jump it up with number 13, Callahan. They look eye to eye, about the same height, both around 6'1", 6'2". They'll step in, ball in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Aiden Burns with it. Burns on the dribble, gives off to Young. Cole drives in, pulls up, looking for help, finds Body on the wing. His pass inside is stolen by Doyle. Bryson Doyle takes it into the front court. He's hit from behind, almost lost it. Comes back out, shot on the way. Three-pointer is no good, and Logan Doss pulls down the rebound. He'll hand off to Aiden Burns, and Burns will push it up the left side of the floor. Now back to the right, gives it off to Cole Young. Cole back out front to Flynn. Flynn over to Body, inside to Doss. Doss puts it up, draws the foul, and makes the bucket. Logan muscled that one up and in. Took the contact. He'll go to the free throw line here trying to complete a three-point play. Give the Bears a three-point lead here to start this ball game. We've played 30 seconds. Logan's free throw is on the way, and it is good. 3-0. Mammoth Spring leads Hillcrest. Hillcrest with the basketball. Willard pushing the ball up the floor. Good defense there. Logan Doss got a hand on it. It goes out of bounds, though, off of Doss. It'll belong to Hillcrest. Hillcrest to inbound. Doyle brings it in. So that was, Callahan that brought it in. Doyle got it. Now off to Kirk. Kirk back out to Willard. Back to Kroom. Kroom with the basketball. Gives it to Doyle. Swinging the ball around the outside of that three-point line. Bears extending that zone out. Getting out on the shooters here. With the basketball, Hillcrest fakes the three. They'll bounce it back out. Kirk on the dribble. He's guarded by Body. Hands off to Doyle. Doyle back over to Willard. Skyler Willard. His pass is right between two of the Eagles and out of bounds. Both of them just sort of look like, who was that to? And it dribbled out of bounds on the sideline. It'll belong to Mammoth Springs. So first turnover on Hillcrest. Bears with the basketball. Burns out front, trying to get free from the defense. Gives it to Body on the wing. Back out to Flynn. Into the corner. Young for three. It's good. Cole Young knocks it down. Bears on top 6-0. And they go right to the press. Burns trying to get the ball away from Willard. Willard double-teamed, and they want a timeout. Hillcrest wants to talk things over. 6-0, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School. Bears off to a good start, leading 6-0 against the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. One of two of the final conference games, both will be against Hillcrest. Bears will play Hillcrest tonight and then play them again next Friday. We got a reach-in foul. After the Bears stole the ball, Cole Young was headed down the floor and Willard reached in trying to take it back. He's called for the foul. Skyler Willard, number one. Bears will inbound. Burns to Body. Body looking inside, gives it to Skaggs, who just checked in. Off to Young for three. Cole Young with two quick threes. He's got six, and the Bears are up 9-0. Burns with a steal. Aiden goes in, pulls it back out, gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs lobs it in to Doss, and Doss loses it out of bounds. A little bit high for him. Justin Skaggs in that last timeout checked in for Zach Flynn with the basketball. Hillcrest is in trouble again. Boy, this defense for the Bears has really been good here early. As I say that, now they got a break going the other way. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound picked up by the Screaming Eagles, and then they lose it. Cole Young goes to the basket. He's going to put it up. He's going to be called for the charge. Cole took it just a little bit too far there. Good aggressive play, though. He was going to the basket. Cole's come out, hit two quick threes here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears are up 9-0, 5:10 left to play, and we're going to have another foul called. That'll be the second on the Bears. This one is going to be, we'll check it, on number 15, Gavin Boddy. Gavin's first. He has one, Young has one. Quickly back the other way. Eagles on the drive. They come back outside. Inside now, shot up, no good. One-handed shot, Doss with the rebound. Logan turns, dribbles, gives it to Burns. Burns into the corner, wide open for three. It's good. Cole Young, 3 for 3 in that corner. He's got 9 points. And the Bears lead at 12-0. Up the floor, Doss. Oh, he had a clear path to the basket, to the basketball. Jumped in the passing lane, and they got him from foul. He was actually in front of the guy when he hit the ball. With the basketball, Willard, he's double-teamed, looking for help. Quickly back into the corner. Bears defense is all over these Screaming Eagles here early. Logan Doss with the rebound. He'll give it off to Boddy, to Burns. Aiden's going to pull up for two. It's good. Aiden Burns, first 2 points of the ball game. And the Bears are rolling. They come out of the gate on fire. 14-0. Almost a steal by Skaggs. Ball picked up by Skylar Willard. Off now to Doyle. Doyle up the floor. They work it inside. Ball's loose on the floor, diving after it, and picked up by Burns. Doss knocked that ball loose. Burns now going to the basket, puts it all the way up and in. Took it the length of the floor. 16-0. Bears pitching a shutout early. With the basketball, Doyle looking for help. He turns it over. Young has it. He'll go to the basket, puts it up too hard, but Burns is there for the follow. Everything's going right. Even when they miss, they come out with a basket. With the basketball, Willard trying to get free. Driving to the basket, shot on the run is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose, tipped, and chased down by Doss, and now picked up by Doyle. Bears really aggressive here defensively. Bryson Doyle with the basketball, left wings. He wants to slow things down. This is not the pace that Hillcrest wants against this Mammoth Spring Bears the way they started here. Doyle to the basket, pull-up jumpers on the way, no good, and it's all white jerseys in there for the rebound. Quickly back the way, other way, Burns to Young for three. Same spot, same result. Wow. 12 points now for Cole Young on four threes, 21-0. Timeout taken. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Welcome back. A great start here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They lead it 21-0 over Hillcrest. And Cole Young has hit four threes from that right corner down on the baseline. Bears with another steal. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Burns, that was Cole Young's spot where he had hit his threes. Quickly back the other way. Hillcrest with the basketball. They drive it in, shot up, and they finally get the top off of that basket as a little running jumper by Kirk is good. All the way to the basket the other way, Cole Young. Cole with 14 first quarter points, and there's still 2:11 left in this first quarter. With the basketball, Bryson Doyle. Doyle's pass up the floor, almost stolen. Picked up by the Eagles, and jumper is up again in number 13, Callahan. So the Eagles starting to settle in here after turning the ball over and not able to get a shot up. Now they got a few shots to go. a couple anyway. Inside, there's Cole Young. Cole was 16. He picked up the loose ball somehow. In there with the trees, managed to get that one up and in. Quickly the other way, steal by Doss. Logan to Young. Cole to the basket, missed that one. Followed by Burns, no good. Back up again by Burns, and that one's good. Aiden's got 8 points, 27-4. Bears on top. Hillcrest with the basketball. Out front, Skylar Willard works it in. Jumper is on the way. That's no good. Rebound by Aiden Burns. Aiden turns, pushed it up the floor. In the corner, that's his spot. Three-pointer. Ooh, he's short that time. Finally missed one. He'd made four straight from that corner. Talking about Cole Young. Three-pointer by Doyle. No good. Rebound by Aiden Burns. And Coach Godwin actually slowed him down that time. They have been running and gunning here in this first quarter, 27-4. Young with the basketball standing out between the circles. As hot as he is, surprised he didn't shoot it. He will this one, three-pointer on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound by Hillcrest. So Cole's starting to cool off a little bit. He had to cool off a little. He had hit four straight threes. With the basketball, Bryson Doyle out to Kirk. Kirk to the basket. His shot is rejected by Aiden Burns, and they're going to get him for a foul. Aiden called for the foul. For him, that's his first, and that's going to send the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, number five, Kyler Kirk, to the free throw line. Kyler has two of their 4 points. There's 14 seconds left in this first quarter. That one's a little short off the lip of the rim and to the right. So he'll set now for the second. Second free throw is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Justin Skaggs. He'll hand off to Aiden Burns. Aiden over to Cole Young. They work it into the middle. Back out. Young for three. It's on the way. Off the rim. No good. And then back out. That's the end of the quarter. Your score at the end of one, 27-4. Mammoth Spring Bears leading by 23. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the second quarter. Great first quarter of basketball for the Bears. 27 first quarter points. They lead 27-4. Not so much the offense, but the defense holding Hillcrest to just 4 first quarter points. With the basketball, number 45, who just checked in for Hillcrest. That's Eli Weaver. Shot up and in is good by number 13, Callahan. His second field goal, he's got 4. It's a 21-point lead now. Pass in the lane to Doss. Doss diving on the floor. What a hustle. He crawled from one side of the lane out past the three-point line trying to chase down that loose ball. Pass is stolen by Body. Gavin with a nice job. Shoots into the lane. Now they're going to get him for the travel. Oh, he picked it up a little early. He was right at the free throw line, took a couple of steps, and got called for the travel. So the ball goes back to Hillcrest. 27-6, 7:12 left to play in this first half. With the basketball, Doyle hands off to Callahan. Off to Willard. Willard on the dribble, guarded by Body. He drives in, kicks it back out. Swinging the ball around the outside, trying to work it into the middle. They come back out. Number 13, that's Callahan with the three. He's got seven, and now it's a 18-point lead. So Hillcrest trying to come back here with the basketball. Skaggs for three. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. And Zach Flynn pulls down the rebound. Beautiful pass underneath. Cole Young all alone gets the feed from Justin Skaggs. 18 now for Cole here in this first half. 6:25 to play in the half. Bryson Doyle guarded by Young out front. Gives it to Willard. And he swing the ball around the outside of that three-point line. Bears are matching up with him now. We've got a man-to-man here. Pass back out into the corner, almost stolen as Skaggs got a hand on it, but he also got the body of Skylar Willard. So foul called. Nathaniel Rogers going to check in, and Gavin Boddy will get a breather. So Rogers into the ball game, and he is instant offense, and he gets behind that three-point line to really shoot the ball. Willard with the basketball. They swing it around the outside. Callahan thought it, but Burns quickly out there on him. Missed the shot. Rogers with the rebound. Off to Young. Colt pushes the ball up the floor into the corner to Rogers. He thought about the three. Drove baseline. Had it knocked away from behind. Bears will inbound. Rogers inbound to Skaggs. To Burns. Back to Rogers. He's going to fire for three. That's his shot. That's in. That kid can really shoot the basketball. Nathaniel Rogers. He's got three. And the Bears increase their lead to 32-9. Bears on the missed shot. Back up the floor. Cole Young to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Cole already with 20 here in the first half. 34-9. Bears by 25. Willard crosses half court. Picked up there by Skaggs. Drives the lane to the basket. Shot up. He's going to be fouled. Justin called for his second. Justin picks up the foul. Logan Doss going to check in. Zach Flynn will get a breather. Hillcrest will inbound the ball. That's the sixth foul on the Bears. So the next one will be the 1-1. Aiden Burns got a hand on it, but it went out of bounds on the inbound pass. So now Callahan will trigger the ball in the corner. Looking for a teammate. He gets it back after he threw it in. Comes back out. Hillcrest sets up the offense. Down big. 34-9. Willard picks up the dribble. Comes outside, number 31, Kroon. Off to Kirk. He couldn't get it to go. Rogers rebounded it. Oh, and they said it was off of the Bears' leg. Coach Godwin didn't agree with that call. Inbound play here for Hillcrest. Screaming Eagles with it. Driving in, falling down, and kept his dribble as Callahan. He kept dribbling the ball. I thought they were going to call him for travel, but he got up and he was still dribbling the basketball. Three-pointer on the way is good for Willard, his first points. He's got three, and the lead's down to 22. Quickly back the other way, Rogers thought about it. They go inside, Young. Oh, he turns. A shot one short. Now he gets the steal. Picks it up off the floor. Gives it to Rogers. To Burns. Back to Rogers. He's going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good, and they're going to get Cole Young on the rebounding foul, his second. Cole picks up his second foul. Now it'll be the 1-1 for the Screaming Eagles. Bears have really been aggressive here defensively in this first half. So they're already in the 1-1 with their seventh foul. Cole Young going to come out with his second. He'll set down with 20 points. 4:05 left to play in the half. Bryson Doyle at the free throw line. Missed the free throw. And then on the rebound, Logan Doss couldn't hang on to it, and he goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Screaming Eagles. Doyle will inbound, looking to come in. Brings it in to Callahan. Callahan, one dribble, out to Willard. Willard directing traffic here. He's got Skaggs on him. Comes over to Doyle. Doyle on the left side. Bryson trying to get free. Still looking. And the pass is going to be stolen by Skaggs. Justin into the passing lane. He'll put it up and in. Nice play by Justin Skaggs. Good defensive play. His first two of the ball game. Back out to a 24-point Bear lead. 3:31 left in the first half. With a basketball, Bryson Doyle trying to get free. He lost the dribble, picks it back up, gives it to Callahan. He'll fire for three, and the long rebound pulled down by Kirk. Kirk with the basketball in the lane, puts the shot up on the run, can't get it to go, and Logan Doss goes high up to pull down that rebound. Quickly back the other way, Aiden Burns on the dribble, takes it left side. Back out to Skaggs, to Rogers. Rogers to Boddy, back to Rogers. They work it in high post now to Doss. Doss will give it to Burns. He'll fire the jumper. That's good. Aiden Burns in double figures now with 10. Bears by 26. 2:47 to play first half. With the basketball, Callahan out to Doyle, top of the key. He's guarded by Boddy. Finds Willard on the left wing. He'll lob it back across to Kirk. Kirk's pass, wow, they were lucky. It went over the head of the intended player that he tried to pass it to, right into the hands of Willard. Then Willard knocks down a long three. He's got six. Bears head the other way, still leading by 23 points. Rogers to Skaggs, out to Burns. Back over to Skaggs. Skaggs inside to Doss. Doss puts it up, draws the foul, couldn't get the bucket to fall. He'll go to the free throw line. Logan Doss opened the game with 3 points on a bucket and a free throw. Hadn't scored since. He's got a chance to get a couple here at the line. Try to build on this 23-point lead. Logan knocks down the first. He's 2 for 2 on the night, has 4 points. Zach Flynn back in. Justin Skaggs will get a breather. And it looks like Coach Godman going to send Cole Young back in. Going to trust the senior here. 2 fouls. And they're going to send him back into the ball game with 2:08 left to play. He was red hot offensively, 20 points in that first half. Nathaniel Rogers to get a breather. So he came in and knocked down a three. Bryson Doyle crosses half court on the dribble, picked up by Burns. Gives it off to Kirk. Kirk on the switch now, guarded by Burns. Comes out to Willard. Willard, who has hit a couple of long threes, picked up his dribble and threw it away. Threw it right over here to one of the Bears on the bench. I think that was Andrew Jones caught that pass. With the basketball, Aiden Burns off to Young. They quickly jump out on him. Back to Flynn, around the body. Gavin over to Young. Young thought about it, didn't take it. Gives it to Doss, back out to Burns. Aiden inside to Doss. He'll put it up, put it in. Logan Doss now with 7 points. Good passing there, good patience by the Bears. After 27 first quarter points, they've scored only 15 here in the second with a minute 14 left to play in the half. With the basketball outside is Kirk. He gave it off to Landon Wright, who checked in. Back out to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. He's guarded by Boddy. Trying to get free. Puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebound, Zach Flint. Zach turns, pushes it down the left side of the floor. Lobs it in to Logan Doss. Logan turns, puts the shot up and in. Logan Doss now with 9 points in the half. And it's 44-15. With the basketball, Kirk on the dribble. Hands off to Doyle. 29-point lead. Shot on the way is no good. Long rebound chased down by Cole Young. Looks like the Bears maybe will go for the final shot of the quarter here, leading by 29 with 19 seconds left in the half. What a half it has been for Mammoth Spring. 27 first quarter points. 20 first half points for Cole Young. Gavin Boddy to Flynn. They swing it around the outside, down to 5 seconds. Aiden Burns underneath to Young. Young will put it up and in. Make it 22 first half points for Cole Young. And the Bears lead it 46-15. A nice first half of basketball for Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bears. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bear fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And the Bears are going tonight. Boy, a great first half of basketball for Mammoth Spring, especially defensively. Holding Hillcrest to just 15 first half points. Outscored them 46-15 in the first half. They led 27-4 at the end of one quarter. Kind of slowed down a little bit in that second half. Second quarter. Just outscored them in the second quarter, 19-11. Again, your leading scorers in the ball game for Hillcrest. Hayden Callahan has 7 first half points. Skylar Willard hit a pair of threes. He's got 6. And then 2 points for Kyler Kirk. From Mammoth Spring, big first half for Cole Young. Cole with 22 points already in this ball game. 10 points for Aiden Burns. 9 for Logan Doss. And 2 for Justin Skaggs. 3 for Nathaniel Rogers off the bench. The Bears have been in control of this game from the tip. They really came out aggressive, led 12-0 before Hillcrest ever got on the scoreboard. At least 12-0. It may have been 15-0 because the Bears were on fire early in the ball game. Cole Young hit 4 straight three-pointers, had 12 points. His first 12 points were from the same spot on the floor, down in that right corner, just behind the three-point line. Bears are back out. They are ready to get warmed up and ready to go for the second half of play, and see if they can finish this off, make it a clean sweep for Mammoth Spring here tonight. If you weren't with us earlier, Mammoth Spring junior girls got a win 52-32. Senior girls got a victory in their game. Final was 60-41. Junior boys came from behind. They end up defeating Hillcrest 39-35. And now the Bears, like I said, leading big here, leading by 31 at the half, 46-15. Want to say thank you to our boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home and Alton Thayer in Mammoth Spring, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body of Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliances of Thayer and Highland, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Alton and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Bear basketball. And the Bear is going to get off the floor and let the cheerleaders and the Bear mascot do a little dance routine here. So if they're shooting like they did in the first half, they don't need to warm up much anyway. We are about 5 minutes away from our second half of play. Bears and the Screaming Eagles will take another break back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to change your life? Enroll at Ozarka College. With campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, Ozarka has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and more. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here. The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
Well, welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Both teams are getting warmed up and ready to go here for the second half. And again, I want to remind you of a couple of schedule changes for the Mammoth Spring Bears. If you're looking at the schedule, want to come out and watch this team play. The game scheduled for tomorrow night, Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls with Koshkonong, that game has been canceled. Their next game for both the boys and girls will be on Tuesday night here at home. It'll be senior night as the Bears take on the Salem Greyhounds and Lady Greyhounds. Of course, we'll be here for that one on K-Country 95. Then on Friday night, both the Bears and Lady Bears were scheduled to play Highland, but the Bears, because they had a game with Hillcrest postponed earlier in the season, they'll have to make that up. So they'll be playing at Hillcrest on Friday. The boys will. The girls will be home here on Friday, and they'll take on the Highland Lady Rebels. That's how they'll wrap up the regular season. And then the following week, we'll begin district play. And we'll have to wait and see as far as who they play and where they play. We're almost positive that the Lady Bears will be playing here at home in the first round against Armorell. Lady Bears undefeated in district play, so they'll have the home court advantage for that first round. The boys, we are not sure until after the game next week. We'll have to see how everything turns out. All right, so we are just a little over a minute away from the tip-off of our second half. We'll take another break back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Back at Community First and Conquer Time and Space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app and instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world. Even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. We are set for the second half of play. Senior boys, Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest. Bears with a 46-15 halftime lead. Looks like Hillcrest will come back to their starters here to start the second half. They're on the floor and ready to go again on those road blue uniforms, trimmed in red with red lettering. That's hard to say real fast. Mammoth Spring Bears, they'll go back to their starters in those home white uniforms, trimmed in blue lettering. And we are set to go. Bears will inbound the ball. They have it here to start the second half. Aiden Burns goes right wing to Gavin Boddy. Gavin out to Burns. Burns backs it back out. Gives it back to Boddy. Boddy looks for the cutter. Finds Cole Young in the corner. They quickly jump out on him. They saw enough of that in the first half. Cole going to lob it in to Doss. Back out to Young. Young couldn't get that three to go, but Logan Doss pulls down the rebound. Around to Flynn. Flynn drives baseline, puts it up, had it blocked. Got it back, and now we're going to have a foul reach in on the Screaming Eagles. Number one, Skylar Willard. Bears will inbound. Cole Young will trigger the ball in underneath his own basket. Lobs it in to Burns. Burns threw it up, drew the foul. Jumped in the air, got pushed when he went up to get the ball, so he just threw it at the basket, almost got it to go. So Aiden, the big freshman, will step to the line. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Makes the first, make it 11 now for Burns. We played a minute and 5 seconds. First points of the second half. Second shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Screaming Eagles. Number five, Kirk. That is Tyler Kirk. Gives it in the corner to Willard. He almost lost it. Picks it back up. Dribbles out of the corner. Back out to the wing, guarded by Gavin Boddy. Looking for a screen. He'll go around to Doyle. Bryson Doyle into the corner. Three-pointer is up. It's no good. And Burns with the rebound. Up the floor to Boddy. Gavin drives in. Shot up, no good. Follow rebound by Doss is good. He'll put it up and in. 11 points for Doss. He's the third player in double figures for the Mammoth Spring Bears. And we're just underway second half with the basketball. Nice pass inside and a nice block by Aiden Burns. He came from across the lane there. They wasn't expecting that. Inside to Young, back out to Flynn. Flynn swings it around to Gavin Boddy. Gavin in the corner, lobs it in to Young. Young up and in. Nice cut. You can hear Coach Godwin saying, good cut, as Cole cut right across the middle of that lane, found the open spot and got the easy two. 24 now for Cole Young with a basketball. The Screaming Eagles, Willard, hit a couple of long threes, gives it to Doyle. Doyle has Boddy on him. They go outside to Callahan. His three no good. Long rebound. Chased down by the Screaming Eagles, and they're going to get Cole Young for his third foul. Cole made the steal, was headed the other way, but they called him for the foul. Three fouls on Cole Young. And the clock continues to run here. They already are. Started the mercy rule in the third quarter. I thought they usually didn't start that till the fourth, but they have it running now. Even that stop and play, it just kept going. Bears with the basketball, head the other way on the missed shot. Young thought about it, goes inside to Doss. He'll put it up and in. Logan Doss with 13. 53-15 now. Bears on top by 38. Willard with the basketball, 4:44 left, third quarter. It's going to be a quick second half if they continue to run that clock. I know during that last stop and play, they just let it run. We'll see if they continue to do that. Got a foul called on the Bears as Callahan spun to the basket. And, yeah, they are still letting the clock run here while he's getting lined up at the free throw line. 4:19. Callahan steps up. Shot on the way is no good. Aiden Burns, by the way, picked up his second foul on that play. Gavin Boddy out as Justin Skaggs checks in. Second shot is up, and it's good. Callahan with 8 points. He is their leading scorer. Quickly back the other way. Young open for three. Couldn't get it to go. Long rebound chased down by Willard. And then Young knocked it loose. He's got to be careful. He's playing with three fouls. Over to Kirk. Of course, when you've got a 53-16 lead, I guess you can take a few chances, can't you? 37-point lead. Pass into the middle. The ball's loose, and we're going to have a reach-in foul. Someone reached in and committed the foul. We'll see who it was. Aiden Burns picks up his third. So Burns and Young both have three. And the clock continues to run. We're down to 3:15 already here in the third quarter. And this has been a quick third quarter. Well, exactly 5 minutes is what we've taken so far to play this third quarter because they haven't stopped it. With the basketball, nice cut by Cole Young. Gets the rebound on the missed shot. Kicks it out to Skaggs. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Flynn with the rebound. He'll come out to Burns. Aiden across to Skaggs, underneath to Flynn, and Flynn is going to be fouled. Number 31, Kroom, going to be called for the foul. Going to send Zach Flynn to the line, looking for his first points of the night. We're down to 2:37. No, they're not going to go into the line. They said he was not in the act of shooting. Lob into Doss. He couldn't get it to go. Gets his own rebound back up in the air and back in. 15 now for Logan. A steal by Cole Young. He puts it up and in. He's got 26, and it is a 41-point lead. And Coach Godwin goes to the bench. He says, guys, get back in there. Let's get some of these starters out. He's sending in almost another steal by Cole Young. I'm starting to say he's sent back in. Actually, Gavin Boddy is a starter. He's going back in along with Asa Walsh and Nathaniel Rogers. So they're into the ball game. Bears will have the basketball, leading 57-16, 41-point lead. This has been a complete game. They have dominated this basketball game. With the basketball, Rogers over to Walsh. Walsh back out to Skaggs. They swing it around the outside, and the pass, as Rogers fell down, went out of bounds, and looks like he might have turned an ankle. Hopefully he's okay. He's hobbling as he heads up the floor. Tough kid. He don't want to come out of the game. He'll set up, get ready to play defense as Hillcrest comes the other way, down by 41. A minute left to play in this third quarter. With the basketball, Doyle going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Gavin Boddy. Gavin turns, pushes the ball up the floor, gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs, his pass outside is stolen by Kirk. Kyler Kirk to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Skaggs with the rebound. Off to Boddy. Gavin to Flynn. Flynn goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. So Zach in the scoring column now with a strong move to the basket. He'll go to the free throw line. See who that foul was on. Number 42, Landon Wright. And this is probably going to just about finish out the quarter here. Maybe not. Flynn knocks it down. He's got three. No, we still got 20 seconds left. Bears up 60-16. Bryson Doyle with the basketball. Gives it on the wing to Wright. Back over to Kroom. Kroom on the dribble. 3 seconds left. Doyle will shoot the three. That's no good. And at the end of three, your score, 60-16. The Mammoth Spring Bears dominating this ball game. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them. Problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Welcome back. Just underway, fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears leading by 44. Three-pointer on the way by Willard is off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Rogers. Nathaniel with the basketball. He'll turn, push it up the floor and across half court. Goes right side. They come back out front. They swing it around to Walsh. Asa thought about it. He'll come back They swing it over in the corner. Skaggs for three. It's on the way. And it's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. 7:17 to play. With the basketball, Willard trying to get free. Goes behind the back. Bounce pass to right. They give it back to Willard. Willard's pass is knocked loose. Asa Walsh, good job. Drive, diving on the floor. Picked it up. Gets it off to Flynn. Back out to Walsh. He's going to fire for three. And that one short. It's going to go out of bounds to the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Willard will bring the ball up the floor for Hillcrest. 6:39 to play. And it'll be a quick fourth quarter. In fact, it'll take about 6 minutes and 30 seconds to finish this up. They're not stopping the clock. At the line, number 45 is Weaver. That is Elias Weaver. Sets for the free throw. It's in and out, no good. That last foul, by the way, was on Zach Flynn, number 42. .602 to play. Second shot is good for Weaver, his first point. And the Bears quickly head the other way. Rogers with it. He's going to take the three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Willard. He won't miss many that wide open. Back out. Three-pointer for Kirk is on the way, and that ball is short and out of bounds. Save back in, though, right into the hands of Rogers. Nathaniel takes it into the front court, gives it to Flynn. To Body. Body in the corner. Back out to Flint. Good quick passing here. They work it in the corner. Rogers for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Screaming Eagles. Eagles. Number 31, Kroom. Gives it up. They swing it back across the floor to Willard. Down to 5:13 to play. Willard picks up the dribble. Gives it to Wright. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound Justin Skaggs. Up the floor. Body with it. Body is going to be called for a double dribble. Kind of caught the pass low and dribbled it, picked it up, and then dribbled it again. 4:50 left to play in this one. Bears going to go 4-0 here tonight with all four teams winning. Junior boys and girls, senior boys and girls all get wins. Although none of them as big a win as this one. This one not close. Bears took control early and never looked back. Gavin Body with a steal. He pushed it up the floor all the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Gavin Body's first two of the ball game. And Coach Godwin goes to the bench. He's going to send in Ryan Burns, Gary Bowers, and Andrew Jones. Shot on the way is short. Rebound saved in by the Bears right into the hands of the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, and Weaver throws up a hook shot that fell in. Three-pointer by Walsh is on the way, no good. Flynn with a rebound off to Skaggs. Justin pulls it back out, gives it back to Walsh. Asa back over to Flynn. He'll fire for three. That's no good, and the rebound's pulled down by Hillcrest. Stolen by Rogers. He puts it back up, no good. Body with the rebound, back up and in, and the whistle blows. It's just to get players into the ball game. We are still rolling here at 3:26 left on the clock. Bears with a big lead now, 64-19. 3:16 left to play. Hillcrest with a long three. That's no good. Rebound by Kroon. He'll miss that one. Rebound pulled down by the Screaming Eagles. Back out to Willard. He drives into the lane. His pass was on the mark, but he drew a foul. 2:55 left to play in the ball game. Bears dominating 64-19. Willard with the basketball, swings it around, gives it to Kroon. Kroon back in the corner, jump shot up is no good. Kroon with the rebound, looking for help, comes back out to number five, Kirk. Back over to Willard. Willard, bounce pass into the middle. Kroom will put it up and put it in. Kroom's first points of the ball game. Xander has two. And it's a 43-point Mammoth Spring lead. With a basketball, Bowers into the corner to Burns. That's Ryan Burns. Out to Jones, to Rogers. He's going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by number one, Skyler Willard. A minute 57 left to play in this ball game. Driving to the basket, we're going to have a foul. They're going to get number 10, Nathaniel Rogers, for the foul. He commits the foul. Clock continues to run. Checking in will be Isaiah Ritchie. He's going to check into the ball game. Goes to the scores desk. Number 45, Weaver, hits the free throw. Down to a minute 21, Rogers will come out. Shot was good for Weaver. Bears with the basketball. Walsh has it on the wing. Picks up his dribble. He needs help now. He'll bring it out to Bowers, top of the key. Over to Jones. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound taken by number five, Kyler Kirk. Kyler Kirk pushing the ball up the floor. Down to 48 seconds to play. Willard, little running push shot, no good. Gets his own rebound and then loses it. Picked up by Asa Walsh. Down to 39 seconds to play. Walsh with the basketball. Comes out to Bowers. Bowers over to Burns. Ryan swings it around to Jones. Andrew, couple of dribbles, gives it back to Burns. Ryan's shot is on the way. It's good. Ryan Burns with his first two. Makes it 66-23, a 43-point Mammoth Spring lead. And they'll get ready for Salem on Tuesday. Second, or the shot on the way is no good. Ritchie with the rebound. Turns, gives it to Bowers, 3.8. And Coach Godwin says hold it right there. 66-23. That is your final score. The Mammoth Spring Bears with a dominating win here over the Screaming Eagles from Hillcrest High.